For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for an island nation that lies in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Its two main islands are Upolu and Sivaii. The government there isn't afraid to shake things up. It changed the rules of the road recently so that instead of driving on the right, American style, islanders drive on the left, like in Australia. Now it's going to switch its clocks. By moving forward 24 hours, these islands will officially be west of the international dateline. The change is designed to make it easier to do business with Australia, New Zealand, and Asian countries. On the other hand, moving clocks forward means islanders will miss out on Friday, December 30th. Imagine that. We'll find out how islanders feel about missing a day when we come back with the answer in a few minutes. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Just ahead, body percussion from Aceh in Indonesia. First, we head for a Pacific island nation that's about to skip a day. Seriously, instead of waking up tomorrow on Friday morning for work, residents of this nation can sleep in because it'll be Saturday morning. If it sounds a bit confusing, here's how the island's prime minister explains a jump from east to west of the international dateline.
And exactly at midnight, we will have the bells ringing and the sirens going to signal to our people the changeover in the time zone. It will take a long jump from Thursday midnight to Saturday morning. We will have no Friday.
We will have no Friday. That's it, in a nutshell. Well, we should tell you that the answer to our GeoQuiz today is the Pacific island nation of Samoa. Rico Tupai is a journalist on the island of Upolu in Samoa. What time is it there right now?
It's 8:36 a.m. in the morning.
On Friday or Saturday?
On Thursday. We're going to skip from Thursday to Saturday, and we're going to forget about Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm kind of confused, but I kind of get it. How are Samoans preparing for this time change? They must be, maybe they're not as confused as I am.
Certainly, we're not as confused as you are, because we have been looking forward to this change. We have been, victims of sitting on the other side of the line when we're trading with Australia and New Zealand. You know, a lot of times we're still trading on Friday when New Zealand and Australia and all the other Pacific Island countries are already sleeping in on their Saturday. And when it's their Monday to start business, then they start calling us and start doing business with us when we're in church on Sunday.
Wow.
So we're now looking forward very much to getting across the line and do business together on the same day and same time.
What about the people of Samoa? Do they care what time zone they're in?
Yes, of course. It's also been very much embraced by the people because, lots of us in Samoa, we have a lot of families and friends in New Zealand, Australia. Now, let's say if there's a wedding in Australia, if there's a wedding in New Zealand or a funeral in Australia or New Zealand, then, it's just been like business. We try and come from here on a Saturday here just to get there for a funeral on the next day. When we get there, it's already Sunday. So, having having us jump onto their side of the line put us together in the same time. So, not only for the business community, but for the public in general.
But I guess if, you had a dentist appointment on Friday, December 30th, that's not going to exist.
The doctors are all trying to accommodate for this. So if you had an appointment on the Friday, they will say, okay, come Saturday. I will come to work for you.
Oh, that's good. So how's it actually going to work? I mean, what's going to signal the moment that, you're no longer on Friday, you're actually on Saturday?
Come midnight tonight, Thursday, we're going to cross over to Saturday. There's going to be a lot of bells ringing around the country, all in unison together with sirens. So all that will be coming on at midnight, and that will signal to the whole country that we're going to change to the other side of the line.
I'll bet there's some good jokes right now, there is no tomorrow, or
where is my Friday? Where is my birthday? Why have you stolen my birthday from me? That's what people are saying now.
Do you know anybody who was born on December 30th?
Yes, they make it a laughing thing. They're thinking of the big picture of it and thinking of the whole country rather than themselves. But they're saying that don't worry about Friday. Good thing is that they're still 1 year younger.
So true. Rico Tupai is a reporter in Samoa. The answer to our GeoQuiz today. At midnight, the island nations of Samoa and Tokelau officially move one day forward. Rico, thanks a lot, man.
Okay. You have a good day.